Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be together today. In these days where the Lord is continuing to call us to conversion and reversion, it is never too late to repent, and repentance is never fully complete. Repentance is a disposition of heart, and it is a way of life. The Hebrew word for repent, shuv, means to turn fully to the Lord, to turn with our hearts so that we are totally beholding Him. In our first reading today, we are encouraged to not let shame obstruct our desire to turn to the Lord. Each of us has a past. Each of us has a history. And the Lord wants us to know that He is the Lord of history, not only cosmically, not only in terms of great events of salvation, but personally. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of our history. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of your history. He's the Lord of my history. And the beauty of conversion, the beauty of repentance, is being able to come before the Lord and lay everything down before Him. To allow our hearts to be totally surrendered to Him, totally free, so that His love and His mercy can bathe us and cleanse us and heal us, deliver us from whatever oppresses us, and elevate us to new heights. The Christian life, then, is always about walking before the face of the Lord, before the light of His love. We can all relate probably to both sons in the gospel. There are some days when we say yes, and then we don't follow the Lord. There are other days and moments when we say no, but in our hearts, by the voice of conscience and the work of the Holy Spirit, we say yes. Advent is a season to say yes and yes, to confirm with our words that we do want to follow the Lord, and to confirm with our actions that this is really the deepest desire of our hearts, to come as we are, and also to be transformed as the Lord Jesus truly is. Rejoice and be glad. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near.